should be sinking ship. The purpose of this new counterintelligence endeavor is to expose, disrupt, misdirect, discredit, or rather wise, neutralize any parade that you can jump in front of, any long years of hard work that ain't yours. Sometimes I wonder if you just can't help yourself. Thirsty vultures circle patiently. Offer condolences and whisper bitter eulogies. Yes, comments come as thick as thieves. But you got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. You got another thing. With friends like these. Who the fuck is Quintel Pro? With friends like.
What's up, radio fans? Welcome to Transition State. This is the show dedicated to raising pharmaceutical awareness in the community, run by pharmacy students for everybody, not just pharmacy students. I hope you enjoyed that opening track, and I also hope that your face is melted off enough by the shredding solos of Propagandy. That was With Friends Like These, Who the Fuck Needs COINTELPRO? We got a bang-up show lined up for you today. We have a special guest by the name of Alisa Pompeo. For those of you who don't know, Alisa was the very special guest on the demo of Transition State. So basically, she's the reason that you're hearing my voice now. Thanks, Alisa. She's also just a general impresario in the pharmaceutical community. She's a top-notch research partner. She thinks creatively. And she wants to open a pharmacy based on people dancing their health away. No, dancing their ills away. Anyway, we're going to hear some more music. Get ready for some more cock rockin' bands, starting with the Crobots.
Break the leaves and waddle along.
And we're back. With me is Alisa Pompeo. Hello, Alisa.
Hi there, Adam. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me back. I haven't done this since like maybe one episode after the demo. So.
Okay. Thank you for joining us.
I'm really happy.
Can we talk about pharmacy?
That's why I'm here.
Okay. First of all, I already asked you before what your favorite drug was.
Uh-huh.
I remember it was acetazolamide.
It was so good. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Carbonic anhydrase inhibitor.
Inhibitor.
Used for altitude sickness.
Yeah, that was the first function I learned about it. I think you can also use it for other things, but...
Also, yeah, glaucoma.
Yeah.
And one more. Is it not used in epilepsy sometime? I feel like there's like a adjunctive mention of it in Dipiro.
There might be, because you know how we learned about an acidotic versus an alkaline state can trigger seizures? Because that plays around with the pH in your body, there's probably a good chance that it could put you at, like, lower your risk of seizures. So I think you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to ask you sort of a similar question.
Okay.
Along the same lines, but I'd like to know, like, not sort of your favorite drug, but if you had to go your whole life,
okay,
with only one drug that you would personally get to use,
okay,
which like, would it be?
For fun, or which illness would I like?
Well, you could, if you want to have, yeah, it depends. I mean, if you use it for fun, okay, then you've got nothing for when you're sick.
This is lame, but I would probably go with some kind of broad spectrum antibiotic.
For example?
Let's just take one of the big guns, because that way I'm covered. I don't know. Let's go with Vanco.
Vanco IV?
Just cover everything.
1 gram? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I respect that. Although, yeah, it is sort of safe. And it won't do anything for pain.
Won't do anything for pain, but I feel like with any of the chronic conditions, I'm going to die of it eventually, and it's just a question of, like, prolonging my life. Whereas if you get a really bad infection, you're just done within, like, a few days, right?
Yeah.
And if you can recover from it, you probably have a good shot at, you know, having fun after.
Okay, fair enough. If you were stranded on Desert Island and you had like one of those rescue packs and it only had one drug in it.
Banco.
You're going for Banco IV?
IV.
Okay, hopefully you don't get a fungal infection.
Infusing myself on a beach somewhere? Yeah, no, that would be bad.
Okay. Okay.
Can I ask what yours would be?
You know, it's a toss-up. I can't decide if I'd rather have... You know, acetaminophen or morphine.
You love acetaminophen that much?
I mean, for me, I don't know. I figure any infection that's going to get me that require Vanco, you know, it's got me. I'll go quick.
All right.
But the little things like headaches ruin my day.
That's what you're going to worry about.
Would I rather trade like one serious infectious disease for a lifetime of headaches? Aches and pains?
But most headaches you can sleep off.
Okay, there's the advantage though. You can take Tylenol in childhood.
Are you worried that you're going to have a baby on the island?
I would. Okay, I guess, yeah. Not on the island, but
sorry.
Some of us were babies. I mean, yeah, okay.
Okay, fair enough.
What should I say, morphine?
Let's go with morphine. If you're going to get a painkiller.
Just good old-fashioned morphine. Just,
and it'll help you sleep.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right, moving on. Can we talk about clinical services?
Yes.
Okay, so we need to back up a little bit. Do you know the BCPHA?
I do know about the BCPHA. I don't know if our listeners do.
Do you mind telling our listeners what the BCPHA is?
Sure. So basically there are a bunch of kind of advocacy and public relations bodies for pharmacy. So the BCPHA is basically the people who take care of pharmacists in BC. They represent our interests, and they also kind of make sure that we communicate with bodies like Health Canada and the Canadian Pharmacists Association. So they're kind of the ones who look out for pharmacists' interests, whereas you have some people like the College of Pharmacists who look out for the public and make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do in keeping the public safe.
Right.
Yeah. So basically, I think where Adam was going with this is the BCPHA, one of the things they do is they put out something called clinical proposals, which talks about areas that we can take our scope of practice. And there's 7 of them that we have on the table right now. And I think we're going to go through a couple of them. It can deal with patients who have asthma, patients who are on anticoagulation medications, patients who have problems taking their medications, so that's what we call adherence. Also patients with diabetes, smokers, and people who use over-the-counter products. So I think we're going to get into that in a little more detail. But do you maybe have some music for us right now?
No, I do. I have some music ready.
But oh, okay.
Well said, Elisa.
Sorry.
Wow, you're a fountain of information.
Good God.
Okay, can we go over the 7 clinical proposals?
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you want to start?
See if I can name them by heart.
Okay.
Okay.
Pop quiz.
So just for the record, these are sort of things that pharmacists have been doing for a long time.
Yes.
But with the changing nature of the profession, they're sort of looking to maybe start getting paid for it.
Basically.
So they are things like asthma counseling.
Good job.
Anticoagulant management.
Yeah. So blood thinners.
Yes. Minor ailments.
That's right. That's things like over-the-counter products for not so big health issues.
That makes sense, because if you can save somebody a doctor's visit or a trip to the hospital or a clinic,
you've
saved them time, you've saved everyone money.
Yeah.
Geez, I don't know if I'm going to get all of these. Clinical proposals.
How about the one we talked about earlier? I was like, I don't know what this is.
Oh, right. For trial medications?
That's right.
Okay. You're going to have to tell me the last three. That's embarrassing.
So we have self-monitoring of blood glucose in diabetes.
Oh, blood glucose in, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's medication adherence and smoking cessation.
Ah, smoking cessation.
That's a big
one.
You should have known that.
What's medication adherence? Is that med reviews?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And just going over how adherent your patients are.
Okay, well, you seem pretty familiar with them. Can I ask you, do you think those will get implemented? Do you think in our time, like, pharmacists will be paid for doing services like that?
I absolutely think that minor ailments will get implemented. Other provinces have seen this a long time ago. You know, Alberta is always kind of at the front of the train driving these changes, and they get paid per prescription they write for minor ailments. And I believe they also get paid for assessing patients, which I think we should too. You know, I was going over the documents that the BCPHA put out, and it talked about how much doctors are paid for each of these minor ailment consultations they do. And it's a waste, because the space you need and the resources you need to do a minor ailment consultation versus a full-on assessment, which should be going on in a doctor's office, are different. So it would be great if we could kind of go into that niche. We have the resources we need, and it could be funded accordingly. So.
Okay.
But yeah, and as far as smoking cessation goes, same thing. Other provinces are being paid for it. Pharmacists in Quebec, where I'm from, have an agreement where that's going on. And I'm pretty sure BC, as a leader actually in smoking cessation, we have a really good program here. Should jump on board in bringing pharmacists into that. What do you think?
Smoking cessation makes sense because, you know, I think the advantage of the pharmacist is that a lot of times you're just working in a store that anybody can come in off the street and get access to. So you're on the forefront, sort of the front lines.
Yeah.
And it's a good place to help people quit smoking.
Yeah. And smoking's such a big thing because the patient has to be in that mindset, right? So if they're walking by and all of a sudden they're like, you know what, I'm going to quit smoking today. They can just pop in and we're there and we can help them. So.
Yeah. You don't need an appointment.
Yeah.
And yeah, quitting smoking saves lives. So that would be nice.
Yep.
I am a little worried though. I don't know. Can I ask you, you know, do you think these are, okay, say in other things that they have implemented for pharmacists to get paid in doing med reviews.
Yeah.
And say something like methadone dispensing.
Okay.
Is there not like a certain element of pharmacists abusing it for pay?
Yeah, we saw that happen in a bad way with med reviews, which was why they put limits on it. I feel like these are a little more difficult to abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially when it comes to things like minor ailment prescribing, short of, you know, making a fake diagnosis, which I don't foresee happening. There is certainly that potential, but there's that potential in any field, right?
Yeah, that's true. So. The way forward. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think there are more good pharmacists or bad pharmacists?
I think there are more good pharmacists.
Really? Okay, that's where we differ. Okay, let's hear some music. Ready?
Sounds good.
Okay, this is Death from Above, 1979. We'll be right back. we're back. Welcome to CITR 101.9 Radio fans. You're listening to Transition State. I'm your host, as always, Adam, and with me, as only once, is Alisa Pompeo.
What's up?
So, back to clinical proposals.
Yes, ma'am, sir.
I also wanted to ask you about, so we were talking about the BCPHA. That's the body representing BC pharmacists.
That's right.
But I wanted to ask you about your job last summer, which was working with the CPHA in Ottawa.
Yeah. So, little known fact, BCPHA is now kind of part of CPHA. It's taken on an umbrella model. So if you're part of BCPHA, you're now part of CPHA too. But we did a lot of what BCPHA does, but we did it on a national level. So it was a really fantastic experience. Like, you have to give these people so much credit because everything we're able to do kind of starts with them. They will go to Senate and they will put forward this proposal that we think pharmacists should be allowed to give injections. And Senate will review that. Like they're on Parliament Hill. Giving opinions on topics like that. Also, there's, you know, big problems nowadays with abuse of prescription drugs. And Senate members will call up the CPHA and be like, we want you here on this date to give us your opinion on whether or not there needs to be tamper resistance on oxycodone, because we're thinking of making this a law in Canada. You guys are pharmacists. You interact with patients. What do you think? Will this help? So they do a lot. And when it comes to these clinical proposals, they're on top of it. I'm sure they're consulting nonstop with the BCPHA, and the BCPHA is looking to what other provinces and the CPHA have done. That was part of my work over the summer, was doing stuff like this.
Oh, okay. So you were involved in... Did you discuss, like, how... Say the problem you mentioned of abuse of prescription medications. How do you solve that with packaging?
I did. I replied to a request for information from Health Canada. That was one of my assignments on tamper resistance. And they were like, if you were to make a tamper resistant product, what would that entail? Like, what would it have to do? So you talk about things like it can't be crushed, it can't be snorted, it can't be injected. It would have to have like a narcotic antagonist so that you can't get a high off of it. And you're just basically sitting there like, in what universe could this work? And
okay. Yeah. So this is like a creative aspect to that.
Kind of, because you have to kind of stretch your mind and say, like, it's not enough just to say we can't crush it, because what if people find a way? Then can they still get high on off of it? And you're like, no, it would have to release an antagonist. So even if you do crush it, it won't get you high.
You're screwed.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
A bunch of things like that.
That reminds me of, do you remember in first year in 269 when we had the cop? There was like a police officer come and talk to us, and he said that in Alberta, sorry, Alberta, but he said that in Alberta, kids were crushing up Oxycontins and sort of freebasing it and inhaling the vapors. And then I remember Tony C, like our lab instructor, was in the room, and he said, yeah, that'll get you high.
I love Tony.
Good job, Tony. Okay.
Yeah.
Well... usually I like to talk about pharmacy and then music.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to conclude our pharmacy talk. Do you have anything you'd want to ask
me? Well, I was just impressed when you were giving me my fancy little intro before. You were like, oh, she wants to open a pharmacy where patients dance their ills away, which is pretty close to the truth. But what do you think of that? What do you think of the concept of integrating pharmacy and physical activity, say with like a gym or something?
I'm all over that. That seems like such a great idea.
Right? Why hasn't it happened?
I think, you know... The history of our healthcare is very fragmented. Mm-hmm. You have people over here and people over here.
Yeah.
But really health, you know, a pharmacy to embody healthy living or to make people healthy to go beyond just the substances and the chemicals.
Agreed.
And I mean, what you eat, what you do, that has more to do with how you feel and your health than the biochemistry. So
I completely agree.
Okay. I'm glad we're in agreement.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear some music?
I do. What do you got for me?
We're going to hear B. Kelly.
Not R. Kelly.
Not R. Kelly. No relation.
No relation.
This guy's from London, Ontario.
Okay. Do you know what the B stands for?
No, I don't.
Let's listen.
Yeah.
Don't I change? That is me.
We're back, radio fans. Okay, sorry about the technical difficulties. I have to own up that I played the wrong CD. That was Death From Above 1979 again, their hit song, Virgins. Starting very soon, we are going to hear B. Kelly with his track, Right Now.
What you know about a boy, huh? Kelly. Yo. I be in my song right now. Focus on my hustle right now. Ain't no lack till the sun's down. Homie, this my time right now. Homie, this my time right now. Right now, right now. I be in my song right now. Focus on my hustle right now. Ain't no lack till the sun's down. Homie, this my time right now. Homie, this my time, time, time. I be in my song right now. Stone off that laugh. There's no way you're turning me down. Turn the sound up and then bounce, bounce. Putting up for my hometown. London. Waiting for nothing or no one to hold me. I gotta go get it right now. Got too many goals to accomplish a homie. I can't be relaxing or messing around. Now, work. Gotta go and flip that work. Gotta go and get that dough. Came up from nothing. Everything I've done on my own. Everything I've done on my own. Dropped a couple grand on equipment and I built a studio to record inside my home. I be in the motherfucker every single night. Either writing, recording, or engineering something dope, dope, dope. I be in my song right now. Hustle right now, ain't no lack till the sun's down. Homie, this my time right now. Homie, this my time right now, right now, right now. I be in my zone right now. Focus on my hustle right now. Ain't no lack till the sun's down. Homie, this my time right now. Homie, this my time, time, time. Homie, this my time right now. I'm stepping up to the plate for my swing and jump jaws in the crowd. No doubts in my route. I'ma hold it down, never back it down. Staying elevated, blowing L's, it's cows. A white boy that comes from the north. Born in December 1994. In the same hospital Beaver was born. Take note to the boy, cause the boy bought the sore right now. 3 in the morning, I'm up. Creating my music and making my cuts. Been working and working, this takes more than luck. But homie, I got it, just give me some time. Give me some time, give me some time. Homie, I got it, just give me some time. Only been 2 years, give me about 5. The boy's gonna shine, homie, that's why. Right now, focus on my hustle right now. Ain't no lack till the sun's down. Homie, this my time right now. Homie, this my time right now. Right now, right now. I be in my zone right now. Focus on my hustle right now. Ain't no lack till the sun's down. Homie, this my time right now. Homie, this my time right now. Right now. Homie, this my time.
And we're back once again.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad.
I got into it.
Represent Ontario hip hop.
From Ontario, sweet.
Okay. So now I'd like to transition from our science talk into more music and artsy talk.
Okay.
So as for music, what have you been listening to lately?
Okay. So you know that I usually go for like indie, female, male, vocal pop, like stars and stuff like that. But I was on a huge Sam Smith kick because I got to go see him at Rogers Arena with a friend of mine and he kills it vocally.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, like Sam Smith is a guy with a guitar?
No, that would be like Ed Sheeran. He's kind of like a modern day crooner.
No band?
No, it's just him. Well, I mean, he has a band, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. He won a couple of Grammys. I don't know if that was something you watched, Adam.
Very impressive. Him and Milli Vanilli. Super hard to win a Grammy. No, that's okay. That's okay. That's good.
Yeah. No, anyway, he's fantastic, though. He's one of those guys who just, his voice resonates whether or not he's on a mic. Yeah, really good. He has this one song called Nirvana you should check out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Need to educate me, though. You've got some good punk stuff and some good Canadian rap that I've never even heard.
So. Oh, yeah. Did you like the Propaganda we started with?
I did like the Propaganda, yeah. You've been listening to them for a long time.
Propaganda is my favorite band, which is saying a lot.
Okay.
I would not say that if I didn't really mean it.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about that song?
Yeah, tell me about it.
So the title was, With Friends Like These, Who the Fuck Needs COINTELPRO? Do you know what COINTELPRO is?
No, and I didn't want to ask you because I felt like it was something I should know, but please tell me.
You didn't really should know, but... COINTELPRO was like a CIA program in the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Maybe 60s, but their modus operandi was to try and subvert groups that they thought were threatening, like the Black Panthers.
Okay.
They would have undercover people try to join those groups, go to meetings, because usually those groups are open to anybody.
Yeah.
Try to go in there, and then the CIA agents would try to push the groups towards violence.
So that they could get discredited and get busted. Interesting.
So that song is about sort of the music industry and I think independent music.
Okay.
And it's like, with friends like these, you don't even need people to go undercover and infiltrate and ruin us because, well, by friends, I think they mean the people
industry
who...
Industry executives.
Yes.
Okay.
People who you meet who will try to sell you on maybe promoting your band, but really they're just using you.
See, this is where music has changed. So... When I was at the Sam Smith concert, he told a story that was exactly like that. But he ended up writing a song called Money on My Mind. And it's not anywhere near as cool as this song and not anywhere near as witty.
But he's a better singer.
Apples and oranges.
Okay. I'll give you that. Well, if Propagandy comes to town, do you want to go?
I think I would like that.
Yeah. Okay. We should definitely go. Yeah. Okay. There's one other song I want to play for you. It's by the Waylon Jennies.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't.
This song is called One More Dollar. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I think it's a like an old country song. You never know with country music because they... But I first heard this song by Jillian Welch.
Okay.
Do you know Jillian?
No.
That's okay. Country music.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure it's about being far away from home. And a lot of times people travel far away from home to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But you end up with no money. And it's... Yeah, this sort of right back where you started with, but far away from home this time. This song really resonated with me when I was teaching English abroad.
Abroad.
And it's basically one more dollar and I'm going home.
Okay.
That's
beautiful, by the way. It really is.
Okay, there's... Should we just go to that right now?
Yeah.
It's going to take me a second to...
To keep up. Okay. Well, that kind of... Reminds me a little bit of where we are now, doesn't it, though? We're studying out here, bleeding out a couple of dollars to UBC for our careers, and we're both pretty far away from home and where our families are, so sometimes I feel like one more exam, not just one more dollar, and then
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to have to search this thing. Here, let me play another song that I've been wanting to play. Have you ever heard of Sarah Botelho?
No.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
let's just play it, and you can tell me what you think later.
Okay. I'm still waiting for an Alisa track. Are we going to put on one of those?
Oh, later? Yeah. The waiting is over.
Oh, is this it? I'm excited. Let's go.
Haven't slept an hour, so don't have much to say. This dress isn't mine. I found it all on the window pane. The trees are getting tired. They're falling to the ground. And if you listen for a whisper, I swear you'll hear a sound. Now as I'm walking out the door, and I can't help but feel I've been here before. My lipstick's running out, it's smudging on my face. You tell me I look fine, and I believe you anyway. Daffodils, electric bills, you've got a lot of time, and I don't know why. But I've never been to outer space. My lipstick is a mess. This is in my dress. But what does it matter? You've already failed the test. Daffodils, electric bills. You've got a lot of time, and I don't know why. Daffodils, electric bills. You've got a lot of time, and I don't know why. Waiting lines, timber line to the music. Calling me home, calling me home. I want to leave half a life, so I.
What did you think of that, Alisa?
That was amazing. That was freaking like Florence Welch meets Marina and the Diamonds meets Dido, and I was all over it. I'm going to go home and listen to this.
Who's Florence Welch?
She's from Florence and the Machine. She's the lead vocalist.
Oh, okay. We have some mutual educating to do.
We do.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you not know who any of those people were?
I knew Dido.
Dido. Okay.
Okay. Well, just for everybody's information, Sarah Botelho, that's from the London, Ontario campus radio station known as, is it CFCR? No.
I believe it's CHRW.
CHRW.
Yeah. And that was called Astronauts.
Astronaut.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
Okay. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. So Adam has this thing he calls Alisa music, which is usually a female vocalist and a very like lush accompaniment, usually with electric sounds and piano. So that was for my benefit. I hope you guys enjoyed it too. You were telling me about another song though.
Yes, the Waylon Jennies.
Yeah.
One More Dollar. Should we play it now?
Let's do it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, action.
Good passing 20. Could you spare a coin or a Christian prayer? My luck is turning against me.
How was that?
So there are some songs that when I hear them inspire visual images, and that was one of them, like just this idea of a girl walking down a road, literally thinking about her day step by step and telling herself, like, I'm done, one more dollar, and I'm just going to walk all the way back home if I have to. It's kind of one of those. Do you get that? Do you see things when you listen to songs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I see things all the time.
That might be a different situation.
No, but yeah, especially country music's great for that. A lot of pop music, they sort of let you off the hook. You can just write a song about anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, good songs come with imagery attached.
Yeah. And country music is one of the genres that does that best. It just really takes you into the story.
Yes. So guess what you want to hear now?
Is it Blondie?
No, it's public service announcements.
Hi, I'm Dan Hanley. On the ice, I play defense for the Vancouver Canucks. Off the ice, I've joined another team, the Canucks Autism Network, and I hope you'll join us for our family festival on Sunday, April 12th at Jack Poole Plaza. Enjoy live entertainment, food, and family-friendly activities as we celebrate World Autism Awareness Month. And best of all, it's free. So come out on April 12th and help spread awareness. To learn more, please visit canucksautism.ca/support.
Black Veil Brides burn down Vancouver's Vogue Theatre this February 25th. You think you can handle it? These Wild Ones invite you to experience their live show featuring openers Ghost Town and Memphis Mayfire. Tickets are available online through Union Events and at the Vogue Theatre box office. This February 25th at the Vogue Theatre, mark the date in your calendar. In black. This heart of fire
is burning. Hi there, are you tired of listening to the same music day in and day out and want to try something a little different? Well then, how about listening to Asian music? Now, I don't mean it like Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Nor like
She bangs, she bangs. Oh baby, when she moves, she moves.
I'm talking about a little more like and a little more like and also a little more like and definitely something like So tune in to Asian Wave 101, playing you the best of Chinese and Korean pop, Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
It's so watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
And we are back. Thank you for tuning in, loyal listeners. Unfortunately, you probably missed Elisa, our guest today, Elisa, singing along to the ad for Asian Wave.
If you're going to play G-Dragon, I'm going to sing along.
G-Dragon.
That is his name.
Okay, I have another question. What's your favorite name of a K-pop or J-pop band?
I've always, like, Bump of Chicken is a solid, good one. Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean?
I actually know the story behind that name.
Lay it on me.
So they were trying to go with someone who is a coward, but takes that step forward and is going to punch his bully. So imagine that scenario. And imagine that in a Japanese person's mind, bump means punch and chicken means coward. So it's kind of like the retaliation of the victimized, but it came out as Bump of Chicken.
And to you, you register that as a high-quality name.
I think it's perfect because it's Bump of Chicken and the acronym is BOK, which is the sound chickens make. So as far as I'm concerned, it's art.
Genius.
It's genius.
Okay. I should maybe admit that I have sort of a sore point when it comes to Asian band names.
Using English.
I just always felt like they did not have the knack for how to, like, name a band. I remember when it started, when it was triggered.
Yeah.
It was in Thailand.
Okay.
And there was a band called Clash. A Thai band called Clash.
I feel like that's a good name. Like,
yeah, there is a band named The Clash. And they were like, oh, well, we're different. We're called Clash.
Okay.
I was like, no. That's like naming your band Beatles.
Instead of like,
no, you can't just rip off somebody else's name and not be anything like them.
Is that your problem, that you feel like they plagiarize, or?
It's just, they just don't have any, like, sort of view of what makes a good name.
Yeah.
Naming your band something that is already somebody else's name, that's out. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're Rolling Stones. No, you're not.
I think, you know how there's the Sex Pistols in Japan, there's the Sex Machine Guns, and I'm like, oh, no.
See what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it applies to all things, that just the talent for naming. They had cars in Japan, and it was called the Honda Letz, L-E-T apostrophe S. I was like, that's, no offense, like, I'm about creativity and pushing boundaries, but that's not, it's not in the realm of a name of a car. But, you can't name your child Letz.
But that's why I love it, because from a Western perspective, we're like, this makes no sense. But to the Japanese ear, it's very charming.
Okay. I'll give you that. Okay. They're different from me.
Yeah.
Okay. One last thing I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
So the title of this show is Transition State.
Yes.
And to me, I named it that because of my musical taste, which is, I never want to hear the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, if I just heard the Jackson 5, next I want to hear some death metal.
Okay.
And so always changing, always the same.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, what, first of all, maybe you could explain to listeners, what is a transition state?
Okay, so a transition state is what it sounds like. It's when you're going from a state of one thing to a state of another, but you're kind of in that in-between zone, which is highly reactive, and there's a potential to go anywhere. Yeah.
So what does that mean to you?
What does a transition state mean to me?
Say, like, as a title of the show.
As the title of the show. Okay. Well, I kind of see it as a state of limbo, but you get to choose where you land. So as far as pharmacy is concerned, we're in a state where our profession is changing, and it's up to us where it's going to land because we are the future. And as far as music goes, there is no such thing as sticking, like you said, in one place. So you're always, my musical tastes are always changing, your musical tastes are always changing, and we are two completely different people when it comes to music. We have very different tastes. So I like starting, say, with Adam music, and then we jump into our transition state and maybe land somewhere on my turf and bounce around like that. So.
Awesome. Okay, well, on that note, we're going to play one of my favorite transition artists, which is Blondie. Okay. If you check out a Blondie album, I don't know if people listen to albums anymore, but this album is what's called Auto American.
Mm.
And it's one band, but all the songs, one after the other, are very different.
Love it.
You know? Okay, let's just play it and listen. Okay. But, this is going to be our last track. So I want to say thank you, Alisa, for being here.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Thank you for, first of all, having the show exist in the first place. And thank you for saving the hour today. I'd like to apologize to all the listeners for the technical difficulties. Tune in next week, and it'll be way better. That's a promise. Okay, but until then, stay cool out there, everyone, and stay pharmaceutically sound. Here is Blondie playing Here's Looking at You, hopefully.
To this liquid amber. reflection in there. I just want to jump into the warm depths and be there with you one more time. All right. Hit it, boys.
My initials sprayed across the pavement, cut into your private interview. Talk to me now, step into my room, we'll have a word or two. If I ever had $1 million, if I didn't give it all to you, would you lose interest, show me indifference, foot in another shoe? Not very high heels, not wearing sneakers too. Magazine ad, a printed canvas, a basic new shade, blue suede shoe. Thought I'd like to have a little party, thought I'd like to have a little do. Sure, I stopped drinking, but for the moment, honey, here's looking at you. And cast a vote for president too. But for the action of the moment, nothing does what it ought to do. Instant depression, I learned my lesson, nothing that I'd rather do. Come on over my place, can't see me sideways, honey, he's looking at you.
C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking...